Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Kalayim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalid. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarabas Reb Yaakov Maisha Hernes Shalom Shadav Nolia and Bischos Rachel Basavar Gittel and Daniel Eliezer Ben Tzipori Rachel. They should be gebenched with Zereshal Kayama Bekarav Mamish. Now, if you remember, the previous Mishnah taught us that in order to be allowed to plant something other than grapes in Mechayel HaKerem, there needs to be a minimum of 12 amos of empty space. In the previous Mishnah, we defined Mechayel HaKerem as the area in between the vines and the fence or the wall surrounding the field, which means that if you want to plant something else besides for grapes in between the end of the vines and the fence, you have to have a minimum of 12 amos. But now we have a different definition of what Mechayel HaKerem is. Mishnah Gimel tells us, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Zeh Ela Geder HaKerem. What we just said is Mechayel HaKerem. It's not really Mechayel HaKerem. That's Geder HaKerem. That's the fence of the vine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this empty space in between the vines and the fence doesn't have to be 12 amos wide if you want to be able to plant something there. It only has to be 6 amos. As long as you have 4 amos for Avodas HaKerem, 4 amos of space right near the vines, that's for the work of the vines and nothing's planted there, and you have another 2 amos to plant something else right up against the wall, no problem, you're allowed to do that. So Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Ve'ezehu Mechayel HaKerem. So what is Mechayel HaKerem? Regarding what did we say that we have to have 12 amos of empty space if we want to be able to plant something else there? So he tells us, Bein Shnei HaKramim. That's in between 2 vineyards. You have one vineyard for Kedem grape juice grapes. You have another vineyard for Kedem wine grapes. And in between these 2 vineyards, you want to be able to plant something else. It's in that scenario that Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to have 12 amos of space. How does he get 12 amos? Simple. Each one of these vineyards needs to have 4 amos of Avodas HaKerem. 4 plus 4 is 8. And then the middle 4 amos, bringing it up to 12, is the 4 amos that you're allowed to plant in. Now that we've been speaking about fences, the Mishnah just defines what a fence is. Ezehu gader, how do we define what a fence is? Shehu gavaya asar tfachim, that's if it's 10 tfachim tall, that's considered a fence. V'charetz, what's a ditch? A ditch is the opposite of a fence, but it accomplishes the same thing. Shehu amayk asar v'rachav arba. If it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, that's considered a ditch. Now, besides for the fence-related halachas that we've been talking about up until now, there's another important fence halacha which is very relevant here. If you have a valid fence, a valid gader, so then you could plant grapes all the way up until the fence, and then you could plant something else all the way up until the fence on the other side, and even though they're only separated by the fence, and there isn't 4 amos in between them or 12 amos in between them, it's not a problem. The fence is considered a valid partition, it's considered a good divider, and therefore you could plant literally right up until the fence. So Mishnah Dalet continues talking about the halachas of fences. Mechitzas hakanim, a partition which is made out of reeds. You know, sometimes you pass by someone's house and they have a bamboo fence in front, and the bamboo is loosely spaced. It's not very tight. You could see through the bamboo. So a person has that type of fence. Im ein bein kanan lechaveray, if in between each reed or each bamboo stick there isn't shloisha tfachim, 3 tfachim of space, kedei sheyekanis hagdi, which is the amount of space that a little goat can go through, harezu kemechitza, it's like a valid mechitza, a valid partition. Now, where did the Mishnah get the number 3 from? Why is it that the Mishnah said if there's less than 3 tfachim in between the reeds, then it's not a problem, it's considered like a sealed fence? Why 3? Why not 2? Why not 4 or 5? And the answer is because there's a concept called lavud. Lavud is a halacha l'moshe miSinai, which closes gaps of 3 tfachim. If we have 2 items that are within 3 tfachim of each other, according to halacha, we look at it as if that space is closed. Even though the space is physically open, halachically we look at it as if it's closed. So therefore, we have this mechitzas hakanim, we have this partition made of reeds, this bamboo fence, and even though there's space in between each bamboo pole, since that space is less than 3 tfachim, we look at it as if it's closed and it's a completely sealed fence. But now the Mishnah tells us, v'gadar shenifretz ad eser amos, if we have a fence that has a break up until 10 amos wide, harehu kepesach, that's just like an opening in the fence, and that's not a problem. Yasser mikain, but if the break is more than 10 amos wide, kineged apirtza usser, so it's usser to plant by that opening. As we said, by a fence, you're allowed to plant literally up until the fence on one side and up until the fence on the other side, because the fence itself makes it very clear that there's a division in between these two different things that have been planted. Now, even if you have an opening in your fence, you could still plant right up until that opening, because that opening is just an opening in the fence. You need to be able to walk in and out of your field, so you have to be able to get in and out somehow, so you have to have an opening. So even though that space is open, you're still allowed to plant up until that space, literally. What the Mishnah just told us is that if that space is more than 10 amos wide, so then you can't view it as an opening in the fence, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to plant up until that opening. You would have to leave 4 amos of space, or however much space it's necessary for whatever you're planting. And the Mishnah continues with another variation of this. Nifritu paratzes harbe. Let's say there's many breaks in your fence. Many sections of the fence fell down. So im ha'aymin meruba ala paratz, if there's more standing fence than broken fence, mutter, you could plant all the way up until that opening in the fence. But v'im ha'paretz meruba la'aymed, if there's more broken fence than standing fence, k'neged ha'paretz ha'aser, so then you're not allowed to plant up until the entrance by that opening. So let's say you have 100 amos of fencing, and every 3 amos of standing fence, 5 amos has fallen down. So it's 3 amos of standing fence, 5 amos of open space. 3 amos of standing fence, 5 amos of empty space. Since across your 100 amos of fencing, there's more open space than standing fence, even though each of these open spaces is narrower, is less than 10 amos, it doesn't make a difference. We can't view those open spaces as if they're entranceways, and therefore you would not be allowed to plant up until the line of that open space. However, if it was the other way around, let's say you have your 100 amos of fencing, and every 5 amos of standing fence, you have 3 amos of open space, so then you're allowed to plant literally up until the entrance of that 3 amos of open space, because there's more standing fence than open fence. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.